Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Sunday best and Sunday best masks. It's the return of Mass at St. Pat's.
Churches in the city are back open in New York, and to celebrate the reopening, Timothy Cardinal Dolan says he's happy to lead the first Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
I think it's more like birds in my tummy instead of butterflies. Yes, I get excited just to be able to walk into that church.
This is the first week, and the cathedral is opening its doors to the public since the shutdown in March during the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, services were live streamed. Now, parishioners are allowed back in the pews.
So just to walk in there and to see the people and to see their smiles and their eagerness to be back at Sunday Mass, yep, butterflies is a good word for it.
But churches won't be packed with the faithful, as guidelines must still be followed. Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds News.
If you went to the Horace Greeley High School graduation in Chappaqua June 20th, the State Department of Health wants to talk to you. Westchester County Exec George Latimer explains.
An individual who attended the graduation, participated in the graduation and some of the parties afterwards, had been recently in Florida and tested positive for COVID and exposed at least four other individuals, and we're now going through our County Department of Health in concert with the State Department of Health to identify each of the individuals that they may have come in contact with.
Also word that Governor Cuomo has issued an executive order saying that state employees who voluntarily go to high-risk states after June 25th will not be paid for sick leave if they get the virus. Cuomo says the pandemic is far from over and New Yorkers need to be vigilant. Less than 1% of COVID-19 death tests in New York were positive yesterday. 13 deaths reported. More than 24,000 New Yorkers have died of the virus. In New Jersey, that toll is more than 14,000. New Jersey also moving ahead on the slow reopening. Malls begin tomorrow. Technical problems will keep the DMV there closed for another week, though. Yes, they're back, but that doesn't mean it's easy for small businesses reopening in the city.
As small businesses around town open up, some are finding it's easier said than done. At Figg's Barbershop on Frederick Douglass Boulevard and 135th Street, the barber, Earl Figueroa, said the first day he reopened, his landlord came by with a $19,000 bill for the rent he didn't pay because he was forced to close during the pandemic. Because of the social distancing rules, he can now only do 9 haircuts a day. In the past, he would have done 30 a day, so he needs some relief.
If we could just open up normally and I could just start my rent from there without on everything that I owe, then,
COVID,
you know,
rent.
Yeah, COVID rent.
Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer was with him to offer encouragement and help.
Right. We support these big corporations all the time with these tax giveaways, but the persons who should be supported are the backbone of our neighborhood. And here's a perfect example. So we will try to work with you on some of these grants that are available. I know exactly who to call to get the right mechanism going.
She said landlords need to collect their rent, but they have to be willing to negotiate. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
An arrest in the shooting death of a young woman in the Flatiron District early Friday. Police say 27-year-old Rudy Osias of Queens taken in on a second-degree murder charge in the killing of 19-year-old Erica Lopez of Connecticut. Prosecutors say Osias and several others got into an argument with Lopez and her boyfriend, who are both from Norwalk, at a rooftop bar. And Osias and others followed them down to the street where he opened fire. Lopez died. Her boyfriend was wounded. Osias arraigned yesterday, held without bail. You may have heard this from a Mr. Softy truck. But you probably don't know the lyrics, and quite honestly, I can't and won't say them on the air. The song some trucks use is a little ditty from 1916 entitled N-Words Love a Watermelon, Ha Ha. You can imagine where it goes from there. Amazingly enough, some folks find this offensive. Community advocate Tony Herbert went to a Mr. Softee Depot yesterday to call for a ban on the song that's been playing through the city's neighborhoods of color for decades. Herbert says he supports small businesses but can't support ones that are nonchalant about racism, and Mr. Softee needs to get rid of the stench of racism. He says he'll file an injunction or call for a boycott if he has to. He claimed to be the son of God, but right about now a frequently naked Washington Squares Park squatter is answering to the defendant. Police say Matthew Majewski was taken in last night after he was caught fighting with two other half-dressed guys. Witnesses tell the Post that a dozen officers were called to the scene where Majewski had set up housekeeping in the park's drained fountain. He was taken away in an ambulance. 25-year-old's been a fixture in the park in recent weeks, often naked and describing himself as the son of God, Lord Savior. City Homeless Services and others had tried to coax him out of the fountain without any success. No word so far on the charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.